Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Well, hello world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is so good to be with all of you. We are live, live, live from Rumble, live from Twitter. We're also on Spreely TV, Roku TV, and Apple TV. And of course, you can get the Shannon Joy Show on every podcast platform imaginable: iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, you name it. And also, of course, our flagship, our home station, News Radio Wham 1180. It is the 50,000 watt blowtorch right here in New York State, reaching all the way up into Canada and down the East Coast. In the evening, we have an amazing guest with us today on the Shannon Joy Show. I know you guys are so excited to see Tracy Beans, my queen. She's amazing. She is going, we have a lot of topics, amazing reporting on the VSafe data that was recently obtained, a judge's order, thanks to the work of Erin Seary. And this is horrifying. She has been reporting on this from her platforms, and we're going to get to her in just a second. But quickly, big shout out and thank you to our sponsors. We have the wellness company, of course, getwellwithshannonjoy.com, getwellwithshannonjoy.com for your second opinion, your emergency medical kits, your vitamins and supplements, and vaccine exemptions, you name it. It is the Parallel Institution, and I depend on them every day for really great care for my health and the health of my family. So go to getwellwithshannonjoy.com. Make sure you use that promo code Shannon Joy on every purchase. We're also going to talk about some other sponsors today on the Shannon Joy Show, but let's hit the live chat. You guys are super excited. Tracy Beans is in the live chat right now. She said hey to everyone. Make sure you follow her on Twitter. Her handle is at Tracy Beans. We have CJP Rumble with us today, of course. Super excited to be with you. IB Deb is on the live chat. Hammero Justice is with us today. You guys are talking baseball. We are going to talk jorts today. We had quite a tragic morning in the Joy household. We'll get to that in a minute. Why don't we just go ahead and bring Tracy Beans into the Joy Virtual Studio? She is ready to go. Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing? I'm already having fun in your chat.
Oh, yeah. The chat is, I have some of the best chatters on Rumble. They are very helpful. They spot the trolls very quickly and alert me to them so that I can mute them if they're being, you know, too feisty and irritating. And yeah, some of the most intelligent people out there love the live chat. We always have a lot of fun with it. Remember, guys, on the live, if you have a question or comment and you want me to see it, if you have a question for Tracy, make sure you put that question in all caps or comment in all caps so I can scroll through quickly and find those. We will try to get to some comments and questions towards the end of the show. Tracy Beans, if you don't know her, she's the editor-in-chief over at Uncover DC and has been doing amazing investigative journalism for quite some time. She is a podcaster and host of the Daily Dark to Light podcast, which is a must watch and listen. She's also a contributor over at Highwire. You can follow her on Twitter at Tracy Beans with a Z at the end. And you can support her at uncoverdc.com. Girl, welcome to the show. We have a lot to talk about today.
Thank you. That was very nice. You did this to me before we started, and I'm like, my face is beat red now.
I just, you're my queen. I love you. You're amazing. You're a boss lady. And I love the work that you do. I love how you stand up for what you believe in. You're not afraid to say what you think, even when it gets you in trouble. And that's what we need, more independent journalists. And we're going to talk about that today. We have a couple topics we're going to hit. First, the VSafe data you have been reporting with your collaboration over at Highwire. This is a devastating development. We're going to go through the release. It's a massive release of the free text data, which is horrifying. These are basically the real life horror stories in the victim's own words regarding what happened to them post COVID-19 vaccine. You are reporting on this and doing amazing work. We're going to go through that in the first section of this program. Then we're going to move to conservative media. You are an editor over at a very, very successful and popular conservative media outlet, DC Uncover. You are a podcaster. You're in the space of the independent emerging conservative media that is linked to the medical freedom movement. And so this report from the writing showing in an election year, in January, the first reporting, some of the biggest right-wing news outlets cratering, tanking up to 70 to 80% loss in unique viewers and traffic at their websites. It's stunning. Also, the bankruptcy and buyout of Odyssey, which is a big platform, right-wing radio platform featuring many, many right-wing news stations and voices like Dan Bongino, going into bankruptcy and now gobbled up 40% share by none other than George Soros in an election year. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of what is going on within conservative media, and I'm dying to hear what you have to say about all of that. But first, we couldn't start the show, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this because you're a 90s girl as well. I tweeted out this morning, and the Rumble chat, they're already talking about it. We can't begin. It was very tragic, tragic morning. Joy household. My son, 17 years old, walked out the door in jorts. And for those of you who don't know what jorts are, those are jean shorts, shorts that are jeans. It's a travesty. I tried to stop it, Tracy. I tried everything I possibly could, and it didn't work. No, the 90s returning. Like, I don't even know what to say to my son about this. I'm like, I'm going to ground you. I'm going to take your phone. I was very serious. I'm like, you can't do this. Like, you cannot wear jorts. That's what we wore back in the days, in the middle of winter too. That was such a 90s thing. All the guys did it.
So a bunch to say about this. Number one, I firmly believe that John Cena is responsible for this. He never took the jorts off.
No,
they
didn't.
Were always on with the jorts. Number two, this is not the first time that the 90s have done a cycle in a very short 5-year span because it's happened twice now in a very short period. And number three, It is a positive, and here's why. My daughter's 18. Maybe we should have an arranged marriage. She just turned 18 in January.
Thank you. That's good stuff there.
She's very smart. She's the most staunch pro-life activist I've met in a very long time.
Love it.
Anyway, she will not listen really to today's music. She's got Zeppelin on. She's got Ozzy on. She's got Stone Temple Pilots on. Yes. She's got all our 90s bands that she listens to. She's got Nirvana on, like all the things that we listen to. Now, when I was her age, you could not pay me to listen to my mom and dad's music. Okay?
True. Yep.
We weren't like, oh, let's put on the Beatles. Like, really? No, not much. But I think this generation of kids in that age group are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. Mm. And they know crap when they see it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that's what a big portion of what's going on here is that they're smart and they know crap.
Thanks for listening to The Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023. Well, I have to give him credit. He and all of his buddies skipped out on school yesterday because there was a big DEI assembly. And very quietly, they're like, yeah, mom, can you just call me in? We're just gonna skip that, right? They're like, we're awesome. We love everyone. We don't need to be told. I think you're right. I mean, he's in public school and there certainly is. This is a generation of kids who had everything ripped away from them during COVID-19 lockdowns. Everything shut down. Nothing made sense. Their teachers and administrators and the leaders in this country force masked them, smothered their beautiful little faces. None of it made any sense. They missed their proms. They missed their athletic seasons. They missed their first years of college, right? So it's going to be very interesting to see what this generation of kids, I mean, I've been waiting for them to revolt, right? Kids are supposed to be rebellious and, you know, never fall in line. And I'm like, where is this generation? So maybe that's their own way of rebelling. The jorts is a signal. It's a sign.
The bat sign.
I knew I lost though. So he said, I even body shamed him. I'm like, look at your white legs. You don't even have a tan and you're going to show off those white legs to all your friends in those jorts. You can't do this.
Can I ask you a question? Where did he get them from, Shannon?
Okay. Well, he thrifted them, vintage Levi's, $3. So it's not the worst.
Do they have the fray on the end of them?
They don't have the fray. No fray.
Did he make a seam?
Yeah, he posted his fit on TikTok. And this is where I lost the battle. This is where I lost the battle. I lost the battle because I'm like, you're not going, I'm going to ground you. I'm going to take your phone. Look at your white legs. Nothing worked. I tried to shame him. Nothing. And then he said, well, mom, I posted my fit on TikTok and 18 hot girls followed me. So at that point, I knew it was over. It's over for you now.
Yeah.
It's over. 18 hot girls followed him and I have to deal with the jorts.
Next thing you know, he's going to be exfoliating his legs to make sure that they're in tip-top shape.
I don't know. I do love their thrifting. A lot of his buddies go and they get all kinds of fun retro t-shirts.
Oh my gosh. My daughter left in a Freddy Krueger t-shirt the other day and I wanted to hug her so tightly.
Amazing. So, yeah. You know, something's happening with it's a nice little counterculture movement. I don't hate it. See, I feel better now.
Good.
I was mortified this morning. You made me feel better. And now we can move on with the show and talk about important things. Let's start here with your very important reporting. So let's get to, you know, this is actually horrifying. It's tragic. And we had an idea that this was coming, but the bombshell dropped late last week. This is the release, a judge, once again, forcing government agencies to release this data that should be released to the public, supposed to determine whether or not these vaccines are safe. But this is the V-safe data. This is a new trove, not just the data from the V-safe, but also what is known as the free text data. And so let's go in. If you could just explain to the audience briefly about what this data is, why it's different than VAERS data or any other, even the Pfizer clinical trial data that was used to justify the emergency use authorization. This is a completely separate trove of data from the federal government is very important. So can you talk about the data, how it was obtained, and why it's critical in exposing the tragedy that is the rollout of the vaccine and vaccine injury?
So absolutely. It is a travesty. And so the V-Safe data is it. The government formed this app. They developed this app called V-Safe that they said they were going to use to detect for safety signal in the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. So they encouraged everybody to download this app. I think it was close to 10 million people did download the app and then were very anxious and excited to go out and do their part and get the COVID-19 shot and, you know, save humanity. These were not anti-vaxxers. These were people who were enthusiastically getting the vaccine. And they went out, and there were two separate ways you could fill out data in here. There was a section that they gave you all of the typical things they say could happen after you get a shot of any vaccine. You know, redness and swelling at the injection site, fever, malaise, nausea, vomiting, headache, all that stuff. And the CDC actually said, like, these are very normal things to happen. You just check off the boxes so that we know what's going on. And they also included this separate field where you could physically type in other things that were going on with you that weren't available in the pre-filled out checkboxes that they gave you. Now, that was probably their downfall doing that, because it made it so that people could actually explain in their own words the things that they were going through, and people did. So ICANN sued for the fields that were available, and they were given access to those fields, and they created this beautiful dashboard with all this data that you can go to and search through. It's and enough came from there to make it pretty stunning what was going on with these shots. But
yes, just to hold you up for one moment before you go on, if you guys want to go back, I had Erin Siri on the show last week or the week before, and we went through that data. So if you want a real understanding of that data, and it was devastating. I mean, it was showing a huge number, but that was different. Go ahead, you know, go ahead with your thoughts on that.
Well, just something on Erin Siri. I, you know, if you know, you've been looking at my work for any number, legal is kind of my wheelhouse. I love it in the legal world. That's kind of where I, you know, my lights light up.
Yeah.
And there are very few attorneys that, like, even if it wasn't something health related, I would run to Erin Siri and be like, oh my gosh, I need your help, because he's brilliant. I interviewed him about a year ago about all of this myself, because I was like, I need to talk to this man. Like, what he's done in his career has been absolutely breathtaking. And he is the attorney for ICANN, and he was also retained by Freedom Coalition Doctors for Choice, another group out of Texas, to sue the government and the CDC for this V-safe text data.
Okay. So, yeah, he's one of the nicest people on the planet. Like, he's such a good person. But yeah, amazing work. Amazing work.
And his law firm, they're all, like, one day I was like, let me look around at the rest of his attorneys and see what they're doing. And let me tell you something. If you are concerned about health freedom, this law firm, just read, they're suing everybody all the time. It's amazing. So he knows what he's doing. He's brilliant, and he's articulate, and he pays attention to detail, and his firm is the same. So they sued and they won. They won because the CDC not only said they were going to release this information to the public, but the CDC has no right to keep this information from the public. Mm-hmm. So there was a long lawsuit and a fight back and forth, and they didn't want to release it. But eventually the judge said, yeah, you have to. Now, what we just received February 16th is only the judge ordered they release this data in order it was received. Mm-hmm. So what we are getting in this first bulk of data in this first tranche is just the first entries from people. So what the task is going to be now is to take that unique identifier that they've been given and track that person throughout all of the data and see how they progress. Because as you probably know, looking through this and hearing some of what, you know, other folks are talking about, I don't cry anymore doing this work. It's just, you know, you do this work for long enough and you just kind of learn to put up a a wall while you're trying to figure out what's going on. But I did cry at the crime against humanity that was perpetrated when these shots were given to the general public. Pregnant women, you know, people miscarrying, babies being affected by moms who had just gotten this, having to go to the emergency room, people losing the feeling in their extremities, people losing, people tasting a weird metallic taste, people whose tattoos were raising out of their skin and ink color was draining from them. Like really, really weird stuff. People with tachycardia whose heart rates were at 160 beats a minute. People who actually went to the emergency room with anaphylaxis. And enough of them that somebody watching this should have said, something's just not right here.
Right.
It's not a case of this being like, oh, well, you know, that could happen to anybody. I mean, there's noticeable patterns in this data. And I said this to Steve Dace when he was kind enough to have me to talk about this, that like, I felt like the movie Bruce Almighty, when Bruce is sitting there and they're sending all their prayers and, you know, like he's getting all these prayers and he doesn't know how to act on the prayers. And I felt like every single person writing something that happened to them was like a lost soul that didn't have anyone to help them. And I just wanted to like go hug everybody.
Yeah.
I can't explain that feeling in words. Like I'm getting a little emotional thinking about it because all of us have had people that have been affected by this. Everybody has.
Yeah.
And just seeing all these people very early on thinking that they were doing something to help humanity, because that's what they really believed. You can say what you want about them. Like people are, you know, they might've been tyrants that tried to get you to force, you know, to force vaccinate you. They might've been, but they're still people and they believed in their hearts they were doing the right thing.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today. Absolutely.
And they were lied to.
And they were preyed upon. I mean, it was the goodwill. And that's what makes this data very different from everything else that we've seen. This is the free text data. This is not check a box or choose from these symptoms. Because you know that when someone is given a list of symptoms, then they're going to, by default, likely pick one of those things, mm-hmm. right? It's less likely that they will go and report something else. You know, from a checklist. But when you're talking about these were the very first people in the country who signed up to report this information to the federal government out of the goodness of their heart because they wanted to save grandma and their fellow man. And they did this. It was their own goodwill and good intentions. And they were excited about this.
Yeah.
But then to see them come in with devastating free form, and I've read a couple of them, but really tragic along the lines of repeat emails to the administrators of VSafe. You know, I'm falling apart. I can't go to work. No one will get back to me. Then 3 months later, is anyone there? You know, how can you speak to how many emails that you guys have right now and where they are. I mean, are you releasing the free text data?
Oh yeah, you can go look at it. There were 390,000 entries in the first tranche of data.
Oh my God.
And what you're talking about was actually in a thread from Aaron Siri. And he has some stuff that we don't have in this first bulk. So you are getting, you're talking about, which I covered too, because how could you not?
Right.
You're talking about somebody who is repeatedly reaching out via this app and other means, trying to get someone to pay attention to her because she was a professor. Mm. And she took that shot to show her kids in her class that it was okay. That's what she said. And then she was rendered basically incompetent, couldn't work, couldn't, she lost everything. And wow, nobody would pay any attention to her. And what you're seeing is some crazy cognitive dissonance too. Like somebody will get the shot, have, pins and needles and weird pain in their, you know, in their legs and, you know, something else going on, let's just say like trouble breathing. And they'll say, but I don't know if it's a shot because, and they'll try and make an excuse for what else it could be. Oh, yeah. I had a drink yesterday, so I must be hungover. Or I, and it's sad because we know what, like I knew from the beginning, you knew from the beginning that no, we are not putting this in our body. I don't, right. I mean, they would have had to kill me to get through me, to get to my family, my immediate family.
Yep.
But these people did it. And we talked a lot about the psychological impact of this. Now there was a tweet from a very famous, apparently Australian YouTube doctor.
Yes.
Did you see this?
I did.
The very last paragraph of her tweet where she says that there's something definitely wrong with these shots, that they're causing tons of problems. She says, what part did I play in this? I encouraged all of my family to get this. I gave it to my children. We're going to have to start very quickly coming to terms with the mental, psychological side of this for the people who were the tyrants and maybe didn't realize what they were doing. For the people who now want to admit the truth, but were telling everybody they needed to stay home and couldn't work and they should be put in jail.
Right.
We are going to, as a movement, have to figure out how to best approach these folks so as not to tell them, I told you so, because that's not helpful.
No.
If we want to stop this from happening ever again, we need everybody to understand how terrible this was. We need to wrap our arms around them and educate them, not, you know, discard them and push them away.
Absolutely. I think there are some villains that need to be identified, need to be held accountable. There are some reforms. There is certainly room for a reckoning, but the vast majority of Americans and even individuals within healthcare institutions and government healthcare institutions really just turned their brains off. They didn't think, they didn't reason. They turned off the critical thinking portion of their brain. They fell into the mass formation psychosis. Some of them were full on tyrants and Nazis and they have to be dealt with, but we can't put 75% of the population on trial for this. It's not going to happen. Right now, what we need is to look at the vast majority of the people who got the vaccine as victims. That's my perspective.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I'm getting, you know, a lot of my friends are reaching out to me like, hey, so-and-so at work saw something and they're terrified now. Think about this from every aspect. Like I immediately say, oh my gosh, it must be so terrible to have to go through life now with this poison in your body, not knowing if you're sick, if you're healthy, when something's going to happen, if something's going to happen, you know, will you get cancer? Well, can you imagine?
No.
I have so much empathy for those people. I feel so terrible for those people. Now, yeah, they may have been nasty to me in the past, and maybe this is me being stupid, but this is just how I feel. I feel bad that they're living in fear.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not a way to live at all.
No, no. And we need to expose this. There needs to be a reckoning because this can't happen again. And we have to make sure this can't happen again. This was a threat to everyone. The next time they try this, I mean, we fought like hell, Tracy Beans. We were able to protect our families. We were able to protect ourselves. However,
don't discount how many people you impacted.
Mm.
Don't, because I never think I did enough ever. Yeah. But then I'll randomly get an email. Thank you so much for saying all the things you said, because if you didn't, then my family would have gotten this. And then we would have been sitting in this position, you know, even if it's five people.
Yeah.
And then those five people tell another five people. And you know, I'm not sitting here suggesting that everybody who did something nasty gets a pass. No, what I'm saying is that we're going to, and we are facing a very serious excess death situation, and it will continue. And I wish I was wrong about that, but it's just clear.
Yeah.
And we are going to need to embolden these folks who have been affected by this to scream as loud as they can, not, oh, you said blah, blah. You can't. No, if we are going to win, we need to embolden these people to find their voices the way we found ours.
Yes. I think giving them a safe place to acknowledge what has happened, where they don't feel like they're going to be judged, they don't feel like they're going to be shamed or mocked because they got the vaccine. And I think once that's triggered, where enough people feel safe saying, you know what, this happened to me, I think it will be a floodgates type situation. And this is one of the reasons that I am beside myself that this is still not a topic of discussion within the conservative movement, within the Republican Party. 99.9% of elected Republican officials continue to completely ignore this at their own peril, Tracy Bean. Mm-hmm. This horse is out of the barn, right? The cat's out of the bag. This is something when you're talking about people who are dead or dying or severely injured, and the loved ones and the people around them who have to take care of them now, and you look at that population, there is no way they can ignore this. And so when we come back, I want to talk with you about that very, very important hearing in Washington, D.C., conducted by Senator Ron Johnson, an amazing panel of medical freedom activists. I want to get your thoughts on that. And then this continued refusal as we move into an election year and we move into the 2024 cycle, this bizarre situation where no one is talking about the big, massive elephant in the room. We're going to talk about that. And also your journey. You mentioned that you knew immediately you weren't going to get this vaccine. And it's because of previous work. You're a very proud anti-vaxxer. It's one of the things I love about you. Most people are like, I'm not anti-vax.
Oh, no, I'm anti-vax. And I will scream it from the rooftops.
Tracy's anti-vax. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear all about it. I said, you do you on this show. The mi casa es su casa. Ah. And go. I want to hear about how you got here, because it's really people who were plugged in to the anti-vax movement or the informed consent movement or even vaccine awareness, right? Safety and efficacy. This was the population of people who knew immediately in 2020 that this whole COVID thing was a scam, that all roads led to COVID-19 vaccines and coerced vaccines. And I said that to my audience from the beginning, but you have been in this space for a very long time. So I want to get your history when we come back, and then we're going to move into the continued refusal of establishment conservative media and conservative pundits, thinkers, consultants, talkers, and Republican elected officials to address this issue. How can we penetrate this? And is it impacting now their bottom line with those stories that I mentioned about Odyssey and the plummeting traffic to some really, really big right-wing news media outlets? We'll be back in a moment with Tracy Beans. Please follow her on Twitter. Her handle is @TracyBeans with a Z at the end. And you can support her work at uncoverdc.com. We'll be back in a minute right here on The Shannon Joy Show.
Quinn Pittman's goat milk laundry soap is a hit.
Hey, Miss Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Quinn. Thank you.
My sister loves taking music lessons with you.
Oh, I love teaching her music lessons. She's a great student, an absolute joy to work with.
She also said how much you love our laundry soap.
I sure do. I can hardly believe how little amount of soap I have to use. My clothing smells fresh. It's great. And my clothing has never been softer. I also really appreciate that your soap does not use any harsh or harmful chemicals, and I love knowing that my family is a lot healthier now.
That's the difference between detergents that you buy at the store and our soap, which is made with raw goat milk.
Well, what you guys are doing is great. I love it, I appreciate it, and I am a lifelong customer.
Well, that's great. I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Sounds great. See you then.
Get your goat milk laundry soap today at qpgoatsoap.com. qpgoatsoap.com.
Make sure you use that promo code JOY over at qpgoatsoap.com for your 10% discount. Today, we are joined by a very, very good friend of the Shannon Joy Show, an absolute warrior for truth, medical freedom movement, very, very active, the unofficial queen of some of the most badass conservative women tweeters on Twitter. I mean, these women, you know, in the DeSantis, when we were fighting for a presidential candidate, the one guy who actually resisted lockdowns, resisted the CDC narrative and the narrative of the Birx and the Fauci et al. Crowd, it was Ron DeSantis. And you fought like hell to get him some momentum. Didn't work out for us. And so we got the guy who did this to us, which should be interesting, but really amazing work. And you actually stood up and spoke out. A big, big portion of your audience were, you know, big Trump fans, and you suffered for that. And you experienced a lot of attacks and vitriol in your stance that was very squarely rested on medical freedom and the issue of vaccines, vaccine safety and efficacy and informed consent. And so I applaud you for that. And it's how I discovered you. And this is why, you know, I think you're really one of the best out there.
Which is crazy because we wrote about you before you discovered me.
Isn't that hilarious?
You reached out and I was like, oh my gosh, we wrote an article or two about you. And then I sent them to you.
Yeah. Cause I was the girl up in New York State that, you know, was arrested, handcuffed, stuffed and cuffed in the backseat of a cop car for the crime of allowing my mask to slip beneath my nose for about a half a second at a school board meeting. Oh, they scooped me right up. No, I appreciate that. It's amazing how these things,
they come around.
Yeah. So please tell the audience, you knew what was going down in 2020 because of your previous work on vaccines. Can you tell the audience about your very proud stance as an anti-vaxxer? I'm interested to hear.
Yeah, I'll tell you where it came from, actually, because back in 2008, 2009, I was very proudly and vociferously working on the Ron Paul for President campaign, not as a paid campaign staffer, but as a very active and engaged grassroots supporter. And I did the same thing when he ran in 2012. And in my travels, I met an amazing woman who is still a dear friend and works with me at Uncover DC named Gigi Bowman. Gigi's daughter was a victim, I'll call her, because she was prescribed Zoloft at the age of 16. And she killed herself as a result of taking that medication. And so when I met Gigi in around 2009, maybe a little earlier, I had already been very vocal about staying away from the Gardasil vaccine, only because I had done the research on that because my doctor was trying to push it on me and realized what was in that vaccine, and then opened up the rabbit hole and gone backwards into all the rest of the vaccines. And thankfully, noticed really what was going on soon enough to stop my son from getting the majority of childhood vaccines, but not soon enough to stop my daughter from that first series that they give you. And so my daughter, who suffers from eczema and, you know, the things that they say could never be attributed to vaccines, but actually really are.
The asthmas, eczemas, inflammation, my son too. Same thing.
Yeah. So 2005, 2006 was when I really the light, because I was always questioning government. I started this road when I was 21 in 2001. When I got to 2005, 2006, and they were putting the Gardasil vaccine out, and I was, I was like seeing these horror stories of girls who were being paralyzed and girls who were, you know, not being shown the time of day by their doctors and being told that there's no way it could be the shot, and then pulling together on Facebook and elsewhere and creating community to try and fight back against it. I was immediately drawn in there and did the research to know, holy crap, they're putting chemicals and poison in these shots, right?
Right.
Then fast forward just a couple short years to Gigi and hearing the story of how Big Pharma killed her daughter and learning from her all about everything about Monsanto and about, you know, the pesticides and about all of that, everything, the flu shot, the, you know, it was that whole health freedom sort of movement,
right?
Way back in the day before many people, like people used to spit at me.
Right.
When I was at events and, you know, at protests and at demonstrations, conservatives, which is why when you said the other day, like nobody wanted to talk about this.
No. Nobody
wanted to acknowledge it. No legislator, no activist. No, you are 100% correct. Because when we were screaming about it, we were called lunatics. We weren't taken seriously. We were basically expunged.
Yeah.
And it was just knowing what I knew and seeing all these stories of these poor girls with the Gardasil vaccine was just unbelievable to me.
Right.
And then my own experience having had my daughter, going in to my gynecologist, I'm happily married, you know, in a monogamous relationship, and my doctor saying to me, you should get the Gardasil vaccine.
Insane.
And me saying, my gynecologist, I'm like, why? Well, because you never know when you could get HP. I'm like, I am in a committed relationship with my husband.
Right.
Why in the hell would I get a vaccine? And you don't even know. You have no idea how many people are walking around with HPV and they just don't know it because their body's got it kept at bay. It's one of the widely spread viral infections that your body's aware of. It does in a larger, and yeah, can it cause cervical cancer? Yeah. But why are boys being mandated to get this thing now? It's evil. And it was always evil. And they tried to strong arm me into getting it back then. They did not give me proper informed consent for it, which I let them know. And I told them I wouldn't put that poison in my body if you paid me $5 million. And it was really that's where, you know, back in the early 2000s was when I.
Yeah. I think that it is usually a personal experience that propels people who are free thinkers and investigators to go in and do the deep dive. And once you do the deep dive, you really cannot emerge as the same person. Nope. And I've heard this story from Andrew Wakefield, who has been on the Shannon Joy Show. We've heard this story from Bobby Kennedy Jr. in his telling of how he got dragged into the vaccine issue, kicking and screaming, never wanted to go down that rabbit hole.
How do you see such evil and walk away from it and say, not my problem? If you're any type, you can't.
Yes.
There
are some very basic tenets, and just, you know, quickly, so the audience knows my story. I don't know if you even know it.
I do, but please share it.
Yeah. My son and my daughter, once I went and did my deep dive about vaccines, and when you realize the ingredients in vaccines, the chemicals, the formaldehyde, the terrible ingredients that a person would never put in their stomach. If they saw these ingredients on a package label for a food product, they would never eat it. They would never put it into their body. Yet this is injected into very, very, very tiny babies. And the fact that is done without informed consent, telling parents that there could be side effects, adverse impact, death, even from these vaccines. And
just the vitamin K shot, for goodness.
Just the vitamin K, right. Then when you realize that pediatricians and medical doctors are very, very lucratively rewarded for the vaccine uptake of their practices by insurance companies and government programs, then when you realize that there's legislation that was passed federally that completely protects vaccine corporations from any liability whatsoever for any reason, then when you realize that federal and state governments across the country are not only paying for the research and development of these vaccines for the vaccine companies, but also marketing them for the vaccine companies using money and also marketing through the use of vaccine mandates to attend public school, parochial school, or private school, then ripping away philosophical exemptions, medical exemptions from kids in New York State and California, tossing out 24,000 students, you begin to realize that this is everything, right?
I was actually able to get my children a religious exemption in New York before I left. And so that was way before, I think it was before you, before you had tried, but I was able to do it.
Tragically,
and they changed it.
Yeah. Tragically in New York State that, you know, those exemptions have been ripped away. But yeah, you know, once I did my deep dive and realized all of that, I went back and looked at my children's records because there were two very, very strange incidents with both my daughter and my son involving seizures. My daughter had a massive febrile seizure out of nowhere, hospitalized her. It was terrifying, stiff as a board, frothing at the mouth. Her eyes rolled back into her head, not breathing. We had to transport her via ambulance. It was absolutely terrifying. And when I asked the emergency room doctor what happened to her, why did this happen? Well, it's just one of those things. Mm. Like, what do you mean it's just one
Sounds
of those
normal.
Things? Normal. I didn't know anything about it at the time. I just kind of figured, okay, I guess it's one of those things. Then my son at age five, she was 2 years old, my daughter, my son at age five, all of a sudden developed epilepsy. He was having 40 petit mal seizures a day, absence seizures. And we brought him in, I'll never forget, to the neurologist. He was diagnosed with epilepsy, had to be medicated for 2 years. Thank God it cleared up.
Wow.
And he hasn't had, but that was a very terrifying incident. And so I went back and I looked at all of their medical records and was able to place the DTaP polio vaccine within 1 to 2 weeks of both incidents.
Wow.
For both kids. Same vaccine, same time breakdown. And then when I went back and looked at the fact that seizures, epileptic seizures, febrile seizures, one of the very most common adverse events reported at the VAERS website, I was like, it was insane. So two kids, vaccine injured. And to your point, my son at this point has all of the A's, the allergies, the eczema, the acne, the asthma,
yep.
All of it. And it really is just devastating.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, my daughter's got PCOS and I'm sitting here like, you know, you can't do that because you'll drive yourself insane. You just
right.
have to try and make them as healthy as you can moving forward. Right. So like, that's why my household, you know, is trying, I'm trying to get my kids to adopt the same sort of a mindset we have about health right now, but they're old now. And so
yeah,
they make their own, they want to wear
jorts. They'll walk out the house with their jorts on.
That's what I was just going to say.
And they're going to do what they're going to do. And they're
yeah, they're going to wear those damn jorts and there's nothing we're going to do about it. So, but yeah, I want to just point out something that you said about the pharmaceutical industry rewarding doctors. They did that for the SSRI medications and antidepressants in teenagers. Yeah. When they were contraindicated for teenagers, they would pay off these doctors to prescribe these medicines. And Zoloft was one of those medicines that should not have been prescribed to a child under the age of 18. And it was. And because of that, we lost an amazingly beautiful soul from this planet. And that I've never stopped screaming on behalf of her. And she has never stopped screaming either. She is a firehouse. Gigi Bowman is one of the most amazing women I've ever met in my life. And if it weren't for her, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. So Kudos to you, Gigi. She's
amazing.
She works with me every single day. Me and Gigi and Sharon, the three of us try and take on the world.
That I love it. Well, and that's what we need, the mama warriors. And a lot of this began with women. I remember, you know, so once I figured everything out, like you, and that was around my deep dive down the rabbit hole was probably around 2015, maybe 16. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I was right with you. Again, you can't unsee it. And so I was out there at the protests doing, you know, rallies, holding forums for parents. And at the time it was all women. It's always women, you know, at beginning these movements, but it's wonderful to see these amazing doctors. I mean, this is the one silver lining.
Yes.
Of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you and I were fighting in the darkness and you much longer than I. What we were fighting in the darkness has now come to light.
Yep.
And I feel supported in that medical freedom community. And it's strong. The independent media, what you're doing, it's strong.
It's not even embarrassing to say for people anymore that they're anti-vax. It's
exactly.
Widely accepted. It's not controversial anymore. And that is probably, you know, something that folks in this space have been dying for a very long time. Now we have to find something else controversial to say.
Right. I know. We are talking to Tracy Beans. You can follow her on Twitter. Her handle is at Tracy Beans with a Z at the end. Support her work at uncoverdc.com. Let's talk about the movement. We know the atrocity has happened. We know that based on another round of stunning testimony, which we covered yesterday on the Shannon Joy Show, go back and watch that, please. The Juan Johnson hearing on Monday. It's incontrovertible. It's irrefutable. There is no denying. There are mountains upon mountains upon mountains of evidence. We have the VAERS data. We have the VSAFE data. We have the freeform text. We have the mechanism of injury. We have the science. We have the research papers and the studies. We have the Nobel-nominated scientists out there who are now joining the medical freedom movement. It doesn't, we don't retreat. It only gets larger. But yet, Tracy Beans, we continue to hear crickets from the top Republican brass, the consultants, the media companies, the media outlets, the right-wing conservative news media, and 99.9% of the elected Republican officials in this country. It's atrocious.
Yeah.
And I think it's leading to this very rapid decline in viewership and in engagement by audiences with some of these right-wing news media outlets. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, I want to give you the forum. And we're going to have two stories here that we are going to address. One is the report from the writing on just massive audience erosion on right-wing news media websites. And then also the purchase of Odyssey, big right-wing AM radio conglomerate. It was David Fields, used to be Entercom, now forced into bankruptcy. Who other than George Soros swoops in, takes up a 40% share in an election year? Yeah. What does that mean? We're going to come back and get your thoughts on all of that in a minute, right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a patsy.
In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. With the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on two sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not me, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story.
Shannon, your microphone's muted. Shannon, your microphone's muted.
Still can't hear you. Still not. I can't hear you still.
All right. We did.
There we go. There we go.
Did you get all that, everyone? Oh my gosh.
You looked gorgeous, though.
Better at this. I've gotten so much better at this. Like, I usually, everyone, I see you guys in the live chat. Shannon, all caps, mute. This is going to become like a regular. This, Tracy, if this is what I end up being known for on the Shannon Joy Show. No, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I really meant all of it. Could you tell? Like, I just.
Yes. I.
Like, you so much looked passion.
You looked so into it, and you looked beautiful with what you looked beautiful.
Jeez. Well, at least she's pretty. Not much going on up here. But all right. So in the muted segment of the Shannon Joy Show, which is pretty much a regular feature. No, seriously. I think I've gone 5 or 6 shows without coming back in from a break and unmuting myself. Just a little bit of housekeeping. I am going to be on with the boys over at the Blaze tomorrow. I'm joining the Steve Dace group. So Steve, Aaron, and Todd for a collaboration. And that will be live tomorrow after the Shannon Joy Show. Do not miss tomorrow's show. We are debuting exclusively here on Rumble, The Meaning of Malice, the documentary that we talked about with John Leek earlier this week in a really amazing interview. He is the co-author with Dr. Peter McCullough of his seminal book, The Courage to Face COVID-19. And he's also a true crime writer, absolutely brilliant. And this story, his new book, The Meaning of Malice, he has turned into a self-produced documentary. And so we're going to run that live on the Shannon Joy Show tomorrow. I'll be on the live chat with you guys and we'll do a little screening. So get your popcorn. It's going to be super fun. I'm going to pop off of there and head over to the Dace group right after at 12 p.m. Eastern time. So that's what we have on the agenda for tomorrow. But more importantly, we have our girl Tracy Beans here on the Shannon Joy Show to talk about really what I believe, Tracy, and I think you would share this belief, vaccines as really the defining issue of the 21st century. I've said that to my audience often. It's basically very basic. Does the government have the right to pin you down and shove needles into your arm against your will anytime they want, or the arms of your children's and that, or of your children? And that's really the issue at hand. And so to see this now being completely ignored by conservative mainstream media, the people, Tracy, here we go. When I got on this, when like I went down the rabbit hole and I came out and I had a radio show, I'm like, oh my gosh, if conservatives knew what was happening within the vaccine industry, and if they knew of these terrible laws that were passed, all they need to be is educated, then they'll repeal these laws, they'll fight with us. And it was a very, very tragic, tragic realization that there really was no appetite whatsoever within the conservative movement back then. And to this day, even after COVID-19 and the rollout of the COVID vaccine movements or the COVID vaccines, not much play there. So I wanted to go through these two stories, but overall, you know, what do you think is going on with this movement? Why are we having such difficulty penetrating, especially in an election year where this issue of COVID lockdowns and vaccines is not going away, yet even the front runners, the de facto nominee, won't talk about it? What do you think about all that?
It's been politicized.
Yeah.
And it's not political necessarily. So that's the one reason. And the other reason is because I held out hope for the longest that Donald Trump would acknowledge that there is a massive problem here, but he won't. And he won't acknowledge any problem at all with anything that was done during COVID, literally. And there are a lot of people who follow him that won't do it or speak out about it because they feel like if they do, they're going against him. And in this very hyper-partisan internal conservative war that's going on that is frowned upon, and you will be publicly humiliated if you dare say anything that goes against the prevailing narrative that is being pushed out there, which is everything with COVID was fine. He didn't mandate the shots, so it's not his fault. I don't know why you keep bringing it up. It's all outside of the scope of what Donald Trump did, and Donald Trump handled everything fine, and anything that you say that could even hint at maybe disagreeing with a position that was taken or an action that was taken during that time makes you a pariah. And that's why.
Disloyal.
Yeah, have disloyal.
Have you had any experiences with pressure to sit down and shut up and not talk about this issue in order to protect Trump? I mean, because I've experienced it myself. So I have firsthand knowledge and experience with massive amounts of pressure. I'll write a book one day. Okay. I mean, the whole Trump thing has plagued me since I started my show 10 years ago because I never got on the Trump train. And so, but that's okay. You know, I'm through it and I'm glad for it, but go ahead.
I'm not in the club, Shannon. I'm not in the club. I never have been in the club because no, I've never faced any pressure from any outside group because they know better than to come to me and even dare for a moment suggest. It's happened once, actually, and that person was quickly disposed of. Yeah. Do not come to me and even remotely suggest that I keep my mouth shut about something to benefit a politician.
Yeah.
Sorry. So no, I'm not in the club. I don't get invited to the events. I'm not with a big show on a network. I don't make a big salary. I don't get signed baseball hats, never have, no matter how much work I've done in support of the previous president, which has been significant amount of work. And that's okay. I'm really happy with that. I don't want to be bought and paid for like everyone else. I'm happy to be independent, starving, but independent because I have, it's true. It's just true. I mean, let's just be real.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah.
You know, I haven't noticed my traffic change. Do you want to know why? Because I'm not charging people for anything. I'm not doing clickbait journalism. I'm not preying on people's fear. I'm not preying on people's fear of God. I'm not preying on people's fear of catastrophe to make a buck. I have a few ads running on my website, but otherwise it's freely available for everyone.
That's right.
Which is interesting to me because I'm often called a grifter. And the last that I checked, the definition of grifter insinuates that you must be providing something for sale that is less than value, you know, of a lesser value. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
I sell nothing. Well, I sell nothing. I take no bribes. I am not paid by any politician, PAC, or organization. I've never been even though I have 600,000 Twitter followers, I've never been a paid influencer.
Unbelievable.
I cannot be bought, you mother effers.
There you go. This is why I like you. This is why we like each other. Yes. Because it's a very similar trajectory. And it is, you make choices throughout your career.
Yep.
And I am very happy with the choices that I have made. And I can see that you're very happy with the choices that you have made. And to your point, the independent media, it is this growing entity of people. And by the way, I have a couple advertisers. I have donations sent to me. So people can enjoy show.
And it is not evil to make money.
No.
Money is merely an energy exchange. Okay.
Right.
It is not evil to make money. I'm not insinuating that people who do make money are bad. I'm not insinuating that sponsorships are bad. I have one myself. I'm just saying that there is a network of people out there that peddle to your fear, that are making millions and millions and millions of dollars because you freely give it to them.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Take control over that fear and change it into love. That's really what we need to do if we want to get really esoteric. But I digress.
Well, that is the model. No, that is the model for Con Inc. and now the new Bizarro Con, which I have coined. And this is, I mean, these are the freaks. I mean, these are the MAGA absolute freaks, the cat turds and the Dilly meme team squad. I mean, these people, the Andrew Tates, These people are in no way, shape, or form conservative at all. Not even a little bit. Yet they're MAGA.
Yep. Yeah.
So conservatives love them. And that's bizarro con.
We can go back a little bit to understand what happened here. And it's not a knock because, so here's what I don't do ever. If you like the cat turds of the world, by all means, please follow them. Like I have nothing bad to say about, even though he hates me now, because I happen to point out the difference between what happens when you tweet bad things about DeSantis versus happens when you say something even remotely critical of Trump. I did two posts side by side to show the difference in the responses to them way back. He did not take kindly to the fact that I did that and blocked me or on, I don't remember, whatever. It's not that. Here's what happened. In 2015, everybody all of a sudden opened their eyes. There was a massive awakening. The WikiLeaks emails came out. Everyone opened their eyes. And a lot of people who were never politically active before became politically active. Walkaway happened. Brandon's a dear friend of mine. You know, the left was walking away. Progressives were leaving in droves and coming over to the conservative side. This is why we are where we are today in the conservative movement. Mm-hmm. There was no education on why conservative principles are important, how they work, and why they should be valued. And because of that, we have a bunch of people who really aren't conservatives, but say they are. Because so they don't know any better.
Trump was a vessel that was a catch-all for everyone who was fed up and sick of everything that was happening in the country in 2015. Mm-hmm. And so they defined their resistance, they defined their movement by a person that was, quite frankly, I mean, all over the place in terms of ideology and principle.
I will tell you this, as a massive Trump supporter, it took me a while to come around. It took me a bit to, I thought he was, you know, just like the rest of them, coming off the Ron Paul stuff. But as a massive Trump supporter, when I used to attend all the rallies and the events back then, it was not about a person. The energy in the air was palpable. You could feel that people were excited just to be there. It wasn't about him, per se. There's been a significant change in that sentiment from 2020 until now.
Yeah. I think it's actually weaker. I mean, I was there in 2016 in the middle of it, and I feel like the energy around Trump, well, this is what I think actually has happened. Trump at this point, I think, has been embraced by the rhinos, embraced by the deep state, embraced by all of the movers and shakers, because he has proven he will do what he's told to do. He did that in 2020. So he really is a great asset for the deep state, for the great resetters, because he'll do what he's told. And so I think that he now has much, much less popular appeal, much less passion from regular conservatives and Republicans that he had in 2016, but he has the machine behind him. And so that machine, that's where all the money's coming from. That's where, you know, because everyone's like, how is this machine churning on? It's not, I can tell you the way that you know this is that people, despite what you're seeing, people aren't buying the trading cars. They're not buying the sneakers. They're not buying the hats. They're not going to the rallies. They're kind of like, oh, well, I guess he's inevitable because everyone in conservative media told us he was inevitable. So now conservative media, Con Inc. and Bizarro Con picked the candidate. And so everyone's just kind of falling in line, but there really isn't passion there. People are not excited about Trump, save the cat turds and, you know, all of the people who are at the top that are, you know, expressing this and pushing out the narrative. But I think this is why you have, let's go to, I'll get your thoughts on that. This is why you have such a drastic drop, I think, in traffic to these conservative websites. So this was from The Writing. And I'm just going to read, you know, some of the report here. The Writing is now doing, it's the first ever 2024 election year traffic analysis. So they are looking at the Howard Polskin is the president and founder, and they're going to be doing this throughout 2024, releasing this data monthly. And they're examining traffic to 15 right-wing news websites from 2020 as it contrasts to 2024. They're also looking at left-wing news sites as well in the three mainstreams, CNN, New York Times, and the Washington Post. So in the first analysis of the ComScore data, in January, they found just absolutely stunning declines. CNN, New York Times, and Fox, along with Washington Post, were down about 20%. But the right-wing news websites, particularly the ones that have embraced the MAGA Trump train, like Breitbart, Town Hall, Washington Free Beacon was a big one, declining 87%. Newsmax was the only one that fared somewhat well. They had an increase. Daily Wire and The Blaze down 50 to 60% on those two, and just a massive, massive decrease in traffic and unique viewers on their website. So they attribute this to, Howard Polskin said, this is surprising. Number one, this is an election year. 2024, this is where they should be doing gangbusters, right? He is expecting similar or even sharper monthly losses in traffic because, this is what he says, consumer news avoidance and its cousin, crisis fatigue,
yep,
as well as the rise of an alternative news source. I would add to that, they put all their eggs in the Trump basket. I think people are fatigued of Trump. But it's especially surprising, he said, because of the dramatic news unfolding during the month of January that would typically attract a much bigger audience on both sides. That includes the $83 million defamation penalty against Donald Trump. This was supposed to drive a ton of money, by the way, to MAGA and Trump, right? The victim casting, oh, Trump, he's going to go to jail. You could go to jail. That's falling flat on its face, not working. And also, you know, some other big ticket news items. What are your thoughts on this and what I've laid out to you? Go for it.
Super complicated discussion to have.
Yeah.
Super complicated. So many different facets involved. I will say this. I have not noticed a change in my traffic. I have never reported on presidential primaries or primaries in general. We stick to other things. I don't want to bias my news organization by supporting or not supporting a political candidate.
Yep.
It's not why we exist. That's, we are here. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I just won't do it. Yeah. There was one time I did write an article in support of someone. It was Kathy Barnett in Pennsylvania when Richard Grenell was just lying about her to the point where it was so atrocious that I felt overwhelmingly compelled to correct the record.
Yeah.
It was just so wrong that I had to do something about it.
Right.
But save that, I don't write about politics. I don't write about politics.
Okay.
So maybe that's why.
And well, that would make sense according to this analysis, right? I can say for myself, my traffic and viewership is up like 400% since
I can't say the same thing as you. Yeah. I'm not down, but I'm not up 400%.
Right.
And I think that a large reason, a lot of the people that come to us for news are ridiculously intelligent people that can stand to read a 3,000 word article. Okay.
Right.
And a lot of the people that watch my podcast are very, very smart people who didn't care that, even though they were Trump supporters, they didn't really care that I wasn't at that point in time because they understood why. And I respect those people. We have great relationships. My audience is amazing. But I'm not attracting a swath of brand new people because they don't exist. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm still kind of just 10% up instead of 400.
Well, I've also platformed. So a year ago in 2020, I was on one very large radio station, 50,000 watt blowtorch AM. And I've now platformed to Rumble, Twitter, podcast, you know, so that, you know, I attribute to some of the growth. And also, I'm not a website. I will be. My new website launches in like 4 to 6 weeks. But so there's the platforming there that is a big difference. But I will tell you, I tweeted out today, very, very, I think that conservative media executives have been convinced that Trump is their meal ticket for 2024, that 100%. The money's in Trump.
Yes.
And I'm really cautioning them to not put your eggs in that basket because I don't think he's going to deliver. That doesn't mean he's not going to win the election. If he's the pick of the deep state, if he's the guy that the establishment wants, because they know that he'll sell central banking digital currency in the same way he sold the vaccines to Republicans. I wouldn't be surprised if they picked him and he beat Biden in November. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
See, okay? I can't necessarily get on board with you 100 on that theory, but that's okay. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Right. Right.
Whether you're right or wrong in the grand scheme, because whether Biden's president or Trump is president, if you're correct, it doesn't matter. So that being said, I agree with you on the media portion of things.
Yeah.
It's almost disgusting at this point to me. Like, I kind of look at it like all of these people out there are being used, and they're not getting quality information they can use to shape their decision-making, which is what the media is for.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it bothers me, but I mean, there's a business model for everything in the free market. Yeah. So if people want to freely dump their dollars, clearly they don't anymore. That's the thing that I'm taking away from this. They want more quality. They can smell bullshit. And like you said, the fear fatigue.
Yes.
People are done with that. I stopped doing some, I have a 12:30. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Well, let's go.
I stopped doing some like hardcore investigative journalism because I was so tired of always being miserable. Yeah. And so I started doing like a fun show where I just watched Instagram funny reels with people for an hour every Tuesday and Thursday, because
love it.
We need more joy in our lives. Yeah. I think people are craving that and turning things off, or they're just apathetic and they're like, we're never going to fix anything. And they've given up. Mm-hmm. We still need those people to shift their perspective.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise. I don't read Breitbart anymore because they lie to me. They lie to me. It is a far cry from Andrew Breitbart.
It's tragic. His book changed my life. What did he write? What was the Breitbart book? Ugh, I can't even remember the name.
I always throw up that clip of him from the documentary saying war.
He's the best. I mean, he's amazing. And yeah, Breitbart, but it really is. I think that it is. And I get it. I get it. I had the pressure. I understand that the MAGA, the whatever is around Trump is quite frightening.
I can't do it.
Yeah, no, I can't. I mean, but they're very vicious. I mean, they really will. I mean, if you do not fall in line, then they shut the spigot off. So I think that 2024 is going to be a really interesting year. I also think that the pressure, I think this is spot on. I think the pressure from independent media and the crisis fatigue, news is not entertaining to anyone anymore. Okay. The era of Rush Limbaugh is over. None of us thinks that any of this is entertaining. We just want our lives back. Right. Like, I don't feel good about going into an election year and excited or inspired. No one does. Right. So,
well, that's because we haven't stopped electioning for 4 years.
Right.
From the second that Donald Trump, I know you're going to fight me on this. The election was taken from Donald Trump from the second that happened.
I agree with you on that.
Oh, okay. So that they stole the election from him from the second that happened until now, there has been an ongoing political campaign that has never ended. Usually I've been in politics for a long, long time. We get a little bit of a reprieve between the election and midterms. Nope. We have not had a political reprieve since 2015. Not one.
Exhausting. Yeah.
It is exhausting. Nobody has stopped. It has been a constant campaign of something for, 10 years.
Yeah. I think that this is where you're seeing the consumer really stand up and very quietly speak out. In the same way with Disney, Bud Light, Target, now EVs, electric vehicles. We have Mercedes and I believe Volvo, or maybe it's another manufacturer, completely scrapping 100% electric vehicles because the consumers have spoken. They don't want it. They're not buying them. They have a glut of them on the market. And I think for conservative media, we are beginning to see signs that the conservative consumer, the news consumer, those who want information, they don't want to be delivered fear porn on a daily basis. They don't want to be constantly in a state of anxiety and angst. They don't want to rehash the same tired talking points over and over, which is all you hear on talk radio, AM talk radio. And I think that's why they're exiting. And then real quickly, well, we're not going to get to the George Soros story because I have to let you go. I know you have a
talk. Sorry.
No, my gosh, no, let me let you go. You are booked back to back, but you're fantastic. Thank you for everything that you do. And this
you
has
too.
Been yeah, this has been a really interesting conversation and I love collaborating with you. Make sure you follow Tracy Beans on Twitter at Tracy Beans with a Z and support her work, right? She's standing up. She's not falling in line, continues to be independent, will alter her thinking and in her positioning when new information comes to light, which is all you can really ask from a person. Truthful, honest reporting and just fantastic work. Support her, please, at uncoverdc.com. uncoverdc.com. Anything else before I let you go?
No, just thank you to you and everything that you do. I disagree with you sometimes, but I still love you so much. You are so, you're a force. I see something, you know, like I'll say something underneath you. I don't get it. Yeah. We have conversations. We're adults.
I love it.
It's beautiful, but you are something. And I can't wait to meet you in person and give you a big hug.
Oh, we are absolutely friends for life forever.
Yeah. Love you.
BFFs forever. The great Tracy Beans, everyone. Make sure again that you support her. Go to uncoverdc.com, uncoverdc.com. We'll be back in one moment to close out the show and get some of your comments right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, just want to pause for a moment to thank our sponsors over at Shell Shock CBD. That is shellshockcbd.com. Make sure you use the promo code ShannonJoy for 10% off all of their products. We love this company, and I want to draw your attention today to a study that I found from 2014 published at NIH. This is a double-blind randomized placebo-controlled parallel group study of THC CBD spray and peripheral neuropathic pain treatment. And in the conclusion of this study, they found, and I quote, "These findings demonstrate that in a meaningful proportion of otherwise treatment-resistant patients, clinically important improvements in pain, sleep quality, and SGIC of the severity of their condition are obtained with the THC CBD spray." So as you know, we've been talking about the medicinal benefits of CBD. I use a non-THC CBD product called Rackout from Shellshock CBD that has me sleeping like a baby. And there are more and more studies out there showing that CBD is a really great alternative for people who want to stay off pharmaceutical products. And that's why I love the folks over at Shell Shock CBD. They have a whole variety of tinctures and creams and gummies and CBD products, both THC and non-THC, which is what I use, that are helping people to ease a whole variety of problems, whether it's stress, anxiety, sleeplessness, or even pain. They have the topical cream called Topical Thunder that people swear by. The reviews are fantastic. And as I've mentioned, the Rackout gummies, which is what I use when I can't sleep. It's an amazing product. I would love for you guys to try it out. If you go to shellshockcbd.com, that's shellshockcbd.com, you can get some of their products, the gummies particularly, in sample packs so that you don't have to buy and invest in the whole product. You can try it out, see it if you like it. And as John Burke always says, if you are not completely satisfied, they always give you a 100% money back guarantee. That is how confident they are in their products over at Shellshock CBD. So please support the companies that support the Shannon Joy Show. Go to shellshockcbd.com right now, today. Put in that promo code Shannon Joy and begin to experience the benefits of the medicinal benefits of Shellshock CBD. We'll be back in a moment. And we are back. Thanks everyone for being with us today on the Shannon Joy Show. Really great conversation with Tracy Beans. And I love it. Listen, we don't always agree on everything. And you guys don't always agree with me. I get things wrong. I don't always agree with you, but I think the discourse is the most important. You guys are hilarious on the live chat right now. Bubbles 2020 is on. I never agree with anyone 100%, including myself. Nug 202. Bubbles, this is really weird. I even argue with myself. Yeah, you want discourse. You want a lot of discussion and you want robust discussion. And that is what has been completely erased from American culture and media, and the puppet masters, really Bubbles 2020, 100% have made it so that debate, discourse, where you can have a robust conversation with someone and step away saying, I completely disagree with you on this, but I respect your humanity. I respect your right to speak about it. I respect your decision to make a decision for yourself. This is just completely gone and we've got to get it back. And this is a really great example. TV Mel, we were just talking about the fear porn and the media, conservative media, and how they really have sold out in a lot of ways. Some of these outlets, the outlets that are faring the worst are the ones really that have gone really, I mean, doubling down on the model of fear porn and really embracing the whole MAGA Trump thing. And that was Breitbart Town Hall and Washington Free Beacon. But, you know, we have a troll on the live chat right now, TV Mel. And this is an example. I'm going to mute you pretty soon. Attention, Mel Gibson is live right now. Biden is going down tonight. Deep state in panic. You can't miss this one. And they've attached some kind of link to this. And yeah, we're just going to mute that right now forever. Sorry. We get them every once in a while in the live chat. And yeah, I mean, I don't think people are buying it anymore. There is outrage fatigue. Even with the border and what's going on, all of the crime in cities across the U.S. I love Daniel Horowitz. I listen to his show all the time. And he's part of my show prep. And he just went through the litany a couple days ago on his show of just skyrocketing crime in all the major U.S. cities, blue states, red states. And it's just a nightmare. The influx of gangsters and gangbangers, drug dealers, cartels, illegal immigrants shipped into the interior of the country by a train, plane, and automobile is necessarily, of course, leading to just terrible skyrocketing violent crime. You couple that with criminal justice reform that, by the way, was put in place by Republicans. I explained that yesterday on the program. And you just have a recipe for disaster. But I'm hearing all of these, I mean, terrible stories about murders and gang rapes and stabbings. And it's just awful. But I really, you know, my outrage, my tank is empty. There's no more. Based on what happened to us in 2020 with COVID, the democide that happened in hospitals and nursing homes across the country, the refusal of everyone in power to even address it is just, I mean, nothing seems real anymore. And this is why I think that these conservative media outlets are suffering. And I think that's good because sometimes the only way that you can get them to wake up and shake out the cobwebs is with the almighty dollar. And if they're not making money because they're not getting the clicks because people are tapped out of the outrage and really not feeling the Trump train this year, then maybe that's the only way for them to learn. Luckily, here at the Shannon Joy Show, my overhead is very, very low. And as Tracy mentioned, we don't make a lot of money. So there's really not a whole lot to lose here. And it's going to be the big guys who are used to those multi-million dollar paychecks rolling in ad nauseum without end. And I think they're in for a rude awakening if this information and the polling done of traffic analysis by the writing continues. We're going to be following this. I'd like to get Howard Polskin, president and founder of the writing, on the program to talk about this because this is a really interesting development. But it's not just in right-wing news media websites. This is also happening in right-wing talk radio, the Holy Grail. This is where conservatives, Tea Partiers, Republicans go or used to go for all of their news and information. It's where they went to shape their opinions and their worldview on a daily basis. That was pioneered by Rush Limbaugh. And now we're seeing, I mentioned yesterday that I was monitoring AM talk radio yesterday for the first time. So I hadn't listened to AM talk radio in many, many, many months. Probably it's been about a year. And I will go in and monitor from time to time. And I couldn't believe how bad it was, how bad the coverage was. It was the same old, and you know these big names, you know the names. I'm not gonna mention them today, but it was terrible. Just a terrible product, terrible analysis. You could have put me in a time capsule and shipped me back to 2015, even 2010. And they are yapping and yelling and pounding the podium about the exact same things that they were talking about in 2010, 2015, 16, 20, fast forward into 2024. Nothing about that model has changed. And so this might be why Odyssey, which is one of the largest talk radio conglomerates, big media company, bought up, thousands of radio stations. I know 220 stations nationwide. Used to be Entercom, David Field's organization. They took on an enormous amount of debt to buy up all of these stations, haven't been able to service the debt. And so now they had to file bankruptcy. And this is from the New York Post. George Soros is now poised to take a massive stake in the nation's second largest radio company. Lots of right-wing talk radio stations. Dan Bongino was the Odyssey guy. So these are the Dan Bongino stations, which owns more than 220 stations nationwide, according to court filings and sources close to the situation. The left-leaning billionaire Soros Fund Management has bought up to $400 million in debt in Odyssey for the number two U.S. radio broadcaster behind iHeartMedia. That's the station that I'm on. I'm on iHeart here in Rochester, New York, with stations including New York's WFAN and 1010 Winds, along with a major Los Angeles-based KROQ, according to the bankrupt see filings. One insider close to the situation, noting that he was a Republican, said he believes it was possible that Soros was buying the stake to exert influence on public opinion in the months leading up to the 2024 presidential election. This is scary, he said. I say this is fascinating. Sources told the Post that Soros's stake is equal to about 40% of the company's senior debt, a massive chunk, which, although not a majority, could yield very effective control of the media giant when it emerges from bankruptcy. So everything is changing in conservative media. And anyone who thinks that it's always going to be the same and that the model is going to continue to work, people who have veered away from Rush Limbaugh-style coverage, Breitbart-style coverage, right? The original conservatives that built this entity that is conservative media, right? Great reporting. I mean, there were some of, the best reporters 20 years ago that were at the beginning of this movement. And it's becoming very clear, I think, with these two stories that things are going to change. That's good. That means that independent media is exerting pressure. It means that the U.S. consumer is getting smarter, right? That people are waking up. And so we're going to continue to grow. And luckily, there is enough of us, I think, out there, including people like Tracy Beans, that are going to do this great work. And you guys know, my list. You know some of the best outlets out there: Brownstone Institute, Highwire, of course, Uncover DC, Steve Dace, Daniel Horowitz, Epic Times, right? Zero Hedge, so good. We love our aggregators on Twitter, really great Twitter accounts. Jeffrey Tucker over at Brownstone, Daily Clout and the team with Naomi Wolf. All of these entities coming together, not agreeing on everything, but exerting pressure with a truth message. This is closing in on the people who are controlling the levers in conservative media. There are going to be opportunities for people, I think, very, very, very soon. So thank you guys so much. iDeb said, great show. Watch party for documentary tomorrow. Yes, that's right. CJP Rumble, he bought radio stations in Miami as well. Yep, it's absolutely true. It's going to be really interesting to watch all of this. I'll be here right with you, white knuckled, as the roller coaster continues. So thank you everyone for being with us today. Great conversation with Tracy Beans. Again, make sure you follow her on Twitter. Her handle is at Tracy Beans with a Z. Also make sure if you want to continue to support these little engines that could, including my little engine, Joy Media, that produces the Shannon Joy Show every day, self-production, please feel free to go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com. Don't judge the website. We are completely redoing it, getting it ready for the big unveiling about 4 to 6 weeks from now. You guys are going to love the new website. It's going to be amazing, but you can contribute to the Shannon Joy Show by going to theshannonjoy.com right now. That's theshannonjoy.com right now and making your contribution. $5 a month, $10 a month helps us keep the lights on here at the Shannon Joy Show. We appreciate everything that you guys do. Yes, Tracy's podcast is also on Rumble, but you can get all of her work. The best place to go to get everything Tracy Beans is probably her website, uncoverdc.com, where she features everything. So yeah, a lot of exciting things happening. And yeah, maybe now that we launched the new Shannon Joy website, we can gobble up some of that audience that all the other big guys are losing because they've sold out. So, you know, lots of opportunities out there. And I think it's good, it's healthy. And hopefully, you know, I love conservative media. So I would love more and more voices bigger than my own. Quite frankly, I'd like to get out of this business and just, I don't know, do broadcasts on, I don't know, hair and makeup and fashion and all kinds of girly things and let the big guys handle all the politics. So I don't mind having a lot of competition out there. I want more competition and I want these conservative media outlets to be healthy and to tell the truth because it matters for the lives and the livelihoods and the future for my kids. And we should all want that. So maybe this will be a wake-up call. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I think things are getting better. Thank you guys for watching. Please share this out to everyone you know. We will be back tomorrow to do it all again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Make sure that you tune in for the live watch party tomorrow, The Meaning of Malice. It is John Leake's independently produced documentary about his blockbuster new book, an amazing true crime story out of Dallas, Texas. I cannot wait to watch that with you tomorrow. So get your popcorn. We're going to do that for the live event on the Shannon Joy Show. And of course, after, I'm going to join the boys over at The Blaze for the Dace Group tomorrow. So it's going to be a big show, big day tomorrow. And I appreciate all of you. Please follow me on Twitter at Shannon Joy Radio. And once again, if you want to support us, the Shannon Joy .com. We'll see you guys tomorrow on the show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment. And they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.